Well, hello. Today is Friday, the 28th of March, 2008. It is 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and here at the University of Virginia, this is Steve Whitaker.
And sitting out not too far from the College of William & Mary, Michael Kelly.
And first, let's take care of business. Michael, I should say that you just got back home from Charlottesville after a very successful dissertation defense. I want to congratulate you. Soon to be Dr. Kelly. That was so exciting.
Yeah, that's me. Oh, I can't tell you how relieved I am. Believe you me. Well, it's like I'm giddy yet.
Well, it's just that sense of relief, you know. And for me, it was just so nice when it was done. So today we are the two doctors. Mark couldn't join us, but he does send well wishes via email. And I think he'll be disappointed that he wasn't kind of in the loop on this week's show because, I mean, what we're going to be talking about is a pretty phenomenal. So let's talk a little bit. The first time I loaded it and looked at it in my browser, it was almost as if I'd seen, seen the light as far as technology goes for the first time.
I just defended this morning. I think, my God, the last thing I'm going to do is think about tech stuff, gen tech or whatever. But, I want to talk about it.
It's this perfect example of the kind of convergence of things that we've been talking about all along, which is not just a coming together of multiple technologies that really support some user-driven kinds of things, but also some real, like, pedagogical and almost student-centered ways of thinking that really reflect the development of this as well as the way that it was executed and the fact that they're keeping up with user requests. So this is like just such a great illustration of that perpetual beta idea to me.
It's right. And it's amazing that these folks really have put some thought into it. I mean, like you said, all the stuff that we often lament and are worried about the support or the development side and maintaining it and keeping up and listening. It's amazing. These folks have really, really rolled something out here.
Yeah, hats off. And I mean, I don't know. It's obvious to me that it was intended to be an educational product. I'm not sure that they're thinking at the higher ed level. I think they really do have that K-12 focus. But to me, this is the first real implementation of something like this that that I don't have that innate worry that I typically have that it might not be around in a year or two.
Uh-huh. Do you think they're going to go commercial? Because right now it's free. It's like, oh my, wait a minute, wait, rub my eyes.
Exactly.
Is this real?
But let me, and not just free, but like totally ad-free free.
It's free.
Open
source.
Open source, free as in beer. It's just unbelievable. And the first time that I looked at this, somebody had tweeted about it. The first time that I looked at it and loaded it, I honestly couldn't believe that it was open like this, that there was no beta invite that you needed to get. So within what, 2 minutes you're signed in and
it was that click, you know?
Yeah.
We talk about that. It's
well,
one
that's
of those
right.
things. It's on. This is it.
It's that click that you always talk about, but it didn't take time. It was like it just immediately recognizable as something that you could jump into. I don't know where to start really. I think for me first, it's a question of the interface being just so ultimately intuitive that you know exactly where to get started with it, no matter what your background is.
Mm-hmm. And the media opportunity, I mean, the options are just, it covers the board.
Well, so cross-platform, obviously, and like you're saying, mm-hmm. and if by media options you're talking about, I mean, it can handle any kind of media.
Right.
I've never seen anything quite like that. There are a lot of little web-based tools that, you know, of the major types, you can pick two or three and expect support.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it has, and part of why and how it does that is it does conversions, you know, within it. You have these formats, and it'll mix and match them, and it converts.
In real time.
In real time.
Yeah. To watch that slider bar go from left to right as rapidly as it did, even for fairly lengthy pieces of media, and that stitching ability where you can take WMV and, you know, just right. literally tack them right onto the end of a QuickTime movie or a Flash file, and like you said, to have it do the conversion and to make all of the media inherent in the project that you're working on was
right.
just shocking to me.
Yeah, I don't know how the layers. You know, a lot of these apps, you can get a lot of one but not the other, and I don't know how they got the multiple inputs of audio, video, what's going on in your desktop, kind of stuff.
And the live option to grab your own camera stream and blend, mix that with someone else's, the narration part of it, I thought was the first thing to me that kind of grabbed me as the potential that this thing has, is the idea of sort of streaming the narration there while you're doing the mixing. So it's really kind of a meta level of development.
Right. Oh, did you see the in the support documents, not only do they have the how-tos and, you know, setting it up, but they also have sample lesson plans, implementations, examples that people have been developing.
Where are you looking?
If you go onto the menu bar across the top,
yep.
It says support. If you pull down in there, there's, you know, how-tos, video tutorials, and I think it's right there at the bottom.
Oh, got it. I got it. The little box there. Yep.
All right.
Oh my, this is like Mark says, this is a really deep well. holy cow, this is unbelievable, the support that's built in. How long has this been around?
We just saw it. I heard about it from you.
Right, that was just that tweet, but I'm looking, I don't see a date anywhere. I don't even see who the development team is.
Well, this is kind of spooky. it's just manna from heaven.
it's the gift app that we've always wanted to play with. Now, I'm sure you noticed, like I did, when you first load the main dashboard and that interface, that you're in the middle of the app itself, and it's not like you've got to walk through several layers of process in order to get in and start using. But did you see, too, that there's this sort of advanced user level, and if you click the tab, you're actually in what's a fairly complicated, I don't know how to describe what this is, but it's kind of a layered, almost mixing kind of situation where you can bring those media in and do some pretty fantastic things with them. I mean, they've got filters that kind of rival like things like Photoshop and you know, motion. Mm-hmm. The compositing features are also pretty incredible, the pixel tracking. But
can you customize the interface at all?
Yeah, it's all drag and drop. Do you see how there's just modules sitting on the screen there?
Wait, where?
Put your cursor over like the middle left module, the one that's got the little yellow star up at the top.
Oh, wow!
Right, I know it highlights, and you just click and drag that to where you want it to go. But check this out. Look at the left. If you see that little, it looks like a tabbed drawer with an arrow. If you click on that arrow, look what happens. Look what comes out.
Dude, my paradigm is shifting, baby, man. I can't hold fast my seatbelt.
So all of that was pretty fascinating. But what I'd heard through the guy who originally tweeted this, if you look again towards where you showed me all that support documentation was, it's got RSS support built in.
And it publishes it right out to wherever you want it to go.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
It interfaces with things like Twitter and Pounce, Jaiku, Facebook. You can make your own with a sort of a two-click process, from what I understand. You can create your own Facebook apps.
Right. Wow.
And so, I mean, that part of it I think is really neat. But the part that's not...
It publishes out to web pages, to blogs.
Exactly. So, it can have its own built-in RSS, or you can publish it straight out to blogs in this non-proprietary format again. It's just, I don't know, I've never seen anything quite like it that's this well implemented so early in the process.
Right.
The keyboard support is really neat, the idea that you can use the keys to do some manipulation of what's up there.
Well, I can tell you what, man, the EdTech world is going to be a flutter with this one.
I totally agree. I mean, just a last couple of notes. The things that excite me as I look down at this are the idea that it supports Grand Central phone numbers.
Really?
Yeah, well, here, I'm going to drop this in Skype. There you go. Screenshot. Think about what you could do taking this and coupling it with that non-changing phone number. It does, but, you know, the charting of all kinds, like Gantt's and PERTs and all of those things.
Sweet.
It's very Ajax-y, very Web 2.0.
These folks are on the ball. I think there's something going on, man. It's like a dream team must be in there.
Well, you've got to wonder who's behind all of this, and you read this. Go ahead.
It almost looks like one of those you know, sort of cutting edge marketing things where it's just this killer app, but there's this mystery surrounding it, you know, it's all of a sudden we're going to find out it's. I don't know who, but
well, no, exactly. And if I hadn't seen this, played with it, and then. Actually, in a minute, I'm going to export something to you, and you can watch it. What's really cool is this built-in live camera support in Skype, so I don't even have to drop the file to you. I can just play it live over video. I'll do that in a second.
Okay.
But if I hadn't seen it and used it, I would just consider this vaporware, like something that would never be created. Let's see if bear with us, listeners, as we try this. I'm going to start the queue here. I got a buffer going, so you should see it in 3 seconds, 2, 1.
Okay, wait. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
I know, here I am. Hello.
Hey, dude.
But watch. All right. So now Now, Allison, sitting in the office next to me, has okayed her computer, and I'm going to show you, hang on a second, her desktop.
No way, man.
Look at that.
Her desktop.
Okay,
you have access to it?
She knows. It's not like it's a, you know, it's not like it's, now I'm going to turn on her, you should see her, I'm going to turn on her camera remotely now.
Oh my God. This is,
hey, Allison. This is,
she can see me, right?
No, she's waving at you.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, above all else, it's this sort of mixing board thing, too. And I thought the audio quality was great. The idea that you can export some files that can really go to some high-quality audio and video, to the codecs that they use, I don't know.
You know, I'm wondering, I'm just sort of overwhelmed in just sort of the intensity of it. Now, I'm almost wondering if this might not be too much for, you know...
Well, I mean, don't...
For kids, now, I mean, cause it's like a candy store.
Well, it is. I mean, and I think when you have something like this, the thing that you and I will think about are all of the applications that it now renders obsolete. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, just this one option, just that record option that we kind of played with earlier, renders Audio Hijack obsolete. It can grab audio from Skype, from your computer. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to need remote desktop sharing. Mm-hmm. You know, the idea that they have this, I don't know whether by chat they mean text or IM or whether they mean actual audio, but the idea that they've got the video support built in already, to me, fascinates me. I don't know. So, I mean, I think we need to devote a whole show to the use of this
definitely,
once we've really
definitely.
Explored it.
And I think we should definitely do another show, but maybe after getting into some of those implementations that they have there.
Did you read the blog, the development blog that they've got?
A little bit, you know, I skimmed it. But.
There was one entry probably 2.5 weeks ago that was talking a little bit about the partnerships that they're trying to establish with schools. So to me, I mean, it would be neat if we all sat around and played with this, but I'd really love to talk to a teacher.
I hear you. Yeah, we'll check them down.
Okay. Thanks so much for getting – I mean, I was so geeked about this. I just wanted to share it with you.
So, yep, likewise. Well, I'm glad. I'm geeked as it is. I mean, I'm almost not sure if I'm so geeked on this this project or if it's because, you know, they're going to start calling me Doctor.
Well, Dr. Kelly, I look forward to seeing all of the things that you're going to be able to do with this, especially with the sound and the audio, the music kind of aspect that it has to it, too, with your background. So,
fun.
Well, happy Friday. Happy Dissertation Defense Day, Doc.
Well, thank you, sir. Thanks for being there.
we'll be back on with another show in 2 weeks' time, hopefully with Dr. Hofer as well.
Three doctors.
The three
doctors. I can dig it.
Bye.